WMFO in Medford, 10:08 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Right in the middle, just playing some music until we have our guests, the Midnight Callers, coming up in about 5-10 minutes. Let me tell you what we played. I started off with some new noise from a great band from around here in Boston, Lovina Falls. That was Ellery Way, brand new single. The False Positives, brand new from them as well. Single called Long Distance Romance. Man, that sounds good. Linnea's Garden, another of Boston's best, with their new single called Cherry. Girl with a Hawk, our favorite single that they just put out called Way with Words. And something from The Sins from New Jersey. They have their latest record on Gem Records called Little Miss Lost. It's a great record. That was Room Without a View featuring Jim Babjack from The Smithereens. All right, let me play just a couple more songs, local songs, and then we'll be right up with the Midnight Callers. This is Happy Little Clouds, great band from Boston, brand new release from them called Lungs. We'll be back after a couple songs at WMFO. Oh.
But you
WMFO right here in Medford, 10:15 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Just capped off that short set. Started off with new noise from Happy Little Clouds. That was Lungs. And another Boston artist, Speed Fossil. Just wonderful stuff from their latest called Room Without a View. That was She's Doing Fine. All right. Sitting across from me, I've got some really nice people. They're a local band, but they are from New York, which is fine. And this is their second visit here, which is cool. They're a power pop band. Well, not with me, though. Yeah, Dan Anklin, bootleg Dan, is always correcting me, but that's cool. You'll get a chance to talk later. So I want to welcome Chris and Marley from the Midnight Callers.
Good
welcome,
morning.
You guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, I know you played last night. You're all right? Everything's fine?
Yeah, I'm making it. I'm awake.
All right. And you haven't been with me here before, but I saw you play last time. Welcome back to here at WMFO. I don't know if you've been here before with Brian or something, but...
No, this is my first time. Psyched to be here.
Yeah.
Nice. We kept him in the car last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where the bass player usually stays.
Nice place, though, right? It's like exudes like college radio. How cool is it? All the vinyl and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me just touch on this for a second. Chris, I know you're a local guy. Attleboro. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're from Bronx. So you guys are close enough to your homes. Do you like base in New York and you go home for like the holidays and stuff?
Yeah, for the most part. You know, I try to get back as regularly as possible, see the family. I have, my brother still lives in Holliston, so I'm always up seeing my niece and nephew and stuff. So I try to come back fairly regularly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Marley?
Yeah.
Travel to Philly once in a while?
Well, the whole Northeast is so connected. It's so easy to get around, which is one of the great parts of living in this part of the country.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you go to, like, Heathrow in London, you can sort of, like, go to different countries, but these are states.
Yeah.
But it's still the same idea.
Yeah,
you knew
stuff.
Where I was going, just not in agreement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So you guys were here, at least with us, about 14 months ago, and you had put out this great record. So what is it like touring on a record for, like, the past year? What's it like being a band that's... Like, because when I first heard you, he just said, you got to listen to this record. And I did, and I told you last time, Chris, mm-hmm. right away it was like Cheap Trick vibes.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for.
So you guys just had a really great record. Tell us, the uninitiated among us, what is it like, just having a great record in your back pocket and traveling around?
Well, it's so great to be so talented when you have such a great album. It really makes things easy. But no,
it's a great record.
I appreciate it. I mean, we don't, again, it's nice to hear feedback like that. But really, we just, we want to just write what we want to write and put out good music that makes people dance and, have a good time. I think that's really what we're aiming for. So like having, when someone says, hey, it's a great album, cool, that's kind of a let's close the loop on that, and then we just kind of keep moving forward, writing new stuff, and just want people to have fun. And I mean, in terms of what it's like to play and support a record, as you can see from the bags under my eyes, it's exhausting, but it's you know, rewarding and fun at the same time.
Well, you don't have to check any luggage. You've got your bags right there.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I did there?
Ooh.
I think something
I'm supposed to say I look rested.
Sure.
Something to add to that, I think, is that it's a relief to be able to support the record, right?
Because that's what I was looking for. See, listen to him.
Our first record came out in 2020,
yeah,
and we couldn't play to support it. It was a huge drag to have this new record that we were really excited about and not be able to go out there and present it to people and support it and play it for people. And so being able to release this one and actually go and play the songs from it in front of people and perform it and try and get them interested in the album was great.
So you had that song Roscoe and you couldn't play it?
Well, we played it in Roscoe. We got one show for the release of Red Letter Glow, which was at a venue in Roscoe.
Okay.
Which was great. But other than that, yeah, we just kind of had to sit on our laurels and wait for it to be safe to go out and perform for people again. So we were very happy to be able to do that for this one.
Oh, a pandemic. I didn't get that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that whole snafu, that little blip on the radar.
I was like, why couldn't you go out and do it? Now I get it.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny, too, because if you remember at Roscoe, the owners of the venue missed, like, we played it the first song, which is probably silly to do, but yeah, we played it the first song, and the owners of the venue missed it. And because they were such, like, Roscoe townies, they were like, can you play it again? So then we're like, all right. So at the end, we capped off the Roscoe show with Roscoe.
We bookended it.
Yes,
yeah, first song and last song, which was a huge relief because we didn't have enough material at the time to fill the whole set. So
we couldn't rehearse.
Well, fast forward now, you've got lots of material, you know, lots of good stuff. And somewhere within the past 14 months since I've seen you, you've got two singles that are out, mm-hmm, and one of them is a great cover. I want to talk about them both and play them both because you're continuing the great tradition of really playing good songs. Now, The Eraser, I think that's an original, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's a great tune. Who how'd that come about? Who wrote that?
That's one of, or at least I got it started. We, you know, the great part about us is that we kind of like have these little like kernels of ideas, and then we'll just bring them to rehearsal, and then they just kind of get fleshed out from there. So
yeah.
It's the Eraser started. Funny enough, I forget what it was. Again, it was pandemic time. I was in my apartment in the city, and. You know, I think I like was just hearing about a guy. Funny enough, I was listening to the Howard Stern show, and you know, there's always some good comedic stuff going on there.
Well, you're in New York. What are you supposed to do?
So I was listening to that, and he was talking about a visit to a lady of the night, so to speak. So then I kind of branched off from there and started writing a song about that, and you know, a guy who needs a helping hand, so to speak. So that's where it kind of came from.
Ah. All right, let's try you.
Keep it radio friendly.
I don't listen to Howard Stern. You're the only radio I listen to.
All right, good. You're a good liar, but I appreciate it. So that's The Eraser. That's what that's about, huh? It's from listening to Howard and kind of...
Yes, so...
All right, that's cool. I didn't get that from the lyrics, but that's why it's always nice to have
I'm a poet. I really, you know, cover up what it's all about. It's about Howard Stern and silliness.
So then how do you decide that you're going to take on one of the most infamous bands in the world and cover a song by them? I'm talking about The Who. How do you do that?
You have a good drummer.
He's the French guy's the only one I have met here in studio. Is he sleeping in?
Do you want half the audience to not understand what the heck he's saying?
Not really.
No, but Julian is an amazing drummer, and I think like, look, Dan and I were just talking about it back there. It's like you can cover a song, but if you don't have the chops
exactly
to keep it up, and especially The Who, it's all about the drumming. You know, we hear it constantly. We'll play that at shows, and everyone's just like, "Your drummer, man, he carries this thing." And he was great. So then, you know, after messing around with it in rehearsal a few times, I felt like, you know, we all were kind of like, okay, Julian can handle the Keith Moon part, then we're good. We can do whatever we want.
He did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. Are you happy with it? I mean, like psyched.
Beyond. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot of our songs, it kind of got field tested live. The Eraser, too, mm-hmm, and a lot of the songs on Rattled Humming Heart as well. We kind of put these songs together to be performed live, and then if we feel like they're landing well, we put more effort into getting them ready to try and make a good recording out of them. But just the kind of band we are, we always feel like it has to start with a great live performance.
That makes plenty of sense, I'll tell you. Well, why don't we do this? I'm going to play The Eraser, and I want to play Substitute after that. And then you were nice enough to bring your guitars. We'll play a couple.
Sure.
Play a couple live.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, so you guys listening out there, really happy to present the Midnight Callers. This one's called The Eraser. Then we'll play their Who cover called Substitute, and we'll be back after that. WMFO. WMFO in Medford. Oh no, we're back. Geez, you know, I said that you guys gave me vibes from Cheap Trick. Now I got to say, you give me vibes from The Who.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, what a fantastic job.
Yeah, your reaction of oh no is really
comforting. Well, actually, I was looking at Dan touching microphones, okay. And I'm like, oh no,
oh, cramp.
That's what I was saying. But we'll be fine. But really nice job,
thank
honestly.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, How do you guys decide how to make that arrangement sing like that? I mean, we mentioned the drumming, but it's just, do you try to make it your own, quote unquote, or you try to make it sound like The Who because it's so well known? How do you do that?
Well, you always want to celebrate, not imitate, right? You don't want to try and just do what they did, because then people should go listen to what they did. In this particular case, most of the credit for that arrangement, I think, goes to Martin, okay. Who sort of had. Who loves the original and loves the live cut of that song by The Who as well, and kind of had a vision for how to weave those together into sort of a new studio track, and that's what came out of it.
Honestly, yeah. Sincere congratulations. That's really nice.
Thank you.
So, listening audience, we're going to get a treat because we've got the rhythm guitarist and we have the bass player, and everybody in this band sings too. So you guys are going to do a couple songs for us, mm-hmm. Which is really, I got to pull this microphone around to you. But you're going to do one called Not Tonight first. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, Not Tonight's just a cool cut from our first album that, you know, I think it was one of like the first songs we actually like put together as a band or playing live, even pre-Marley joining up. I think it was just Martin and I and Julian banging around in a rehearsal studio for a while, and just a fun one to play. And you know, for those listening at home, no, Marley is the bass player, but he's actually playing guitar this time, so
I wasn't gonna say
some extra pressure for him. I had to do it.
All right, so you guys, this is live in Studio A. It's the Midnight Callers, and it's called Not Tonight, right here at WMFO.
Maybe tonight I'll take the breath on my neck as you crawl in the bed as a sign that you calm down from the big fight. It was all in your head, she was only a friend off your mind. I think you know now. Cause even when I say we're through, I always let you spend. But not tonight. You're wrong and I'm right. Oh yeah, I heard what you said. Oh yeah, I'm fumbling again. No surprise. I think you know now. Your friends and the lies. Tonight I got a feeling that you got me figured out. This time I ain't pretending, no, you're crying now. Cause even when I say we're through, I always let you spend the night. Well, even in the moment soon, I feel you crawl to the other side. But not tonight. But not tonight.
All right, it's WMFO. Jeez, let me give you guys some applause here.
Hey,
that was really
you.
Nice. I love seeing you guys play because it's obvious that you just love doing this, and that you're well rehearsed and you know what you're doing, and it's a pleasure every That's time good. You come back here. So that was not tonight. Why are you laughing at me for complimenting you?
No, I'm awful at taking compliments, but also I just laugh. I'm like, well, it's good that we come across well rehearsed because yes. we just threw these together.
I'm sorry to tell you that you do come across well.
That's good.
All right, so fine. We'll do one more, I guess.
Sure.
What's the other one you'd like to do?
We're going to play one that actually hasn't been released. We're going to take a gamble here.
Yeah, a little sneak peek.
Yeah, a little sneak peek.
And
maybe.
What's it called?
This one's called Might Have Found Me. So.
Okay, go for it. Midnight Callers, everybody.
Your conversation, you give up on this play. I disagree now with most of your observation. We know two boys are same.
First, you think it'll be released along with an EP or something?
No idea.
Coming soon, though. Stay tuned soon. To our Instagram, our website. You'll know.
All right. So you guys, Dan, you could grab that microphone there. You guys are playing tonight. I'm sure that everybody out there listening is going to want to see these great musicians tonight. They're playing at the Burren, the Great Burren. Yeah.
Yep. Playing at the Burren, the back room. Hey, Mike, thanks for having Bootleg Dan on today.
So I guess you're going to talk now.
I'm going to talk
can
today.
Can I finish saying who they were playing with?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, the Midnight Callers are playing tonight at the Burren with Boston band Freeloader. That's going to be a treat, as well as Rattlebones. Doors are at 6, and I believe the first band goes on right away, Rattlebones at 6:15.
6:15, you got it.
Yep. All right, so tell us more about what's going on, Dan.
Okay, Dan. So like I said, tonight we got a great show. If you don't know the Midnight Callers, you really do need to know who they are. I think they're one of the best power pop bands out there, and I've been following them for a while, and they've done a couple of shows down in Hull, but they've never been to Boston. They were supposed to play the Square Root, and they couldn't do it, so this is your chance. They're going to be on a hiatus for a while, so you don't know when they're going to be back to Boston. So take them now while you can. And again, so they're playing. I got a great band from Pittsburgh, the Rattlebones. If you happened to be at the Square Root last year to see the Claws, you kind of know what this band's all about. Take the Gun Club with a little early Tom Petty and some old Stones, and you got it. These guys are great. The drummer, John, is from the Cynics. which is a great garage band from Pittsburgh. So, and then, hey, Nat, he's a legendary rocker in this town. He's played with everybody from Upper Crust to the Flies and many more bands. So this is a loaded bill. Loaded bill. So get there early, and you will not be disappointed.
And if you've got time tonight, you can go right to their website at the Barron. Buy tickets online and save a little bit.
Yeah, save
first.
A little money instead of having to buy it at the door, you know.
Yeah, it's like $5 savings.
Right, yeah.
That's a beer savings right there.
Yeah, there you go. You got a beer.
It is. So Midnight Callers along with Freeloader and Rattlebones tonight.
You got it.
And I know that you're also going on tour with the Sins.
Yes, yeah, I am going on tour with the Sins, and that is going to be a lot of fun. And oh, by the way, if anybody knows it, the Midnight Callers are on Gem Records. I work with a lot of the Gem Records artists, the Gripweeds. I manage the Sins. The Anderson Council's been here. So if you know me, I work with gem artists, and they're all great.
Yes, they
are. I wouldn't be working with them if they weren't.
So where are you going with the Sins?
The Sins, hang on. Let's get back to it. I got a great Thursday night show I want to talk about. At the Burn, well, I've got John Pajita's CD release party. And if you don't know John, he is another legendary rocker here in this town. His new CD is one of my favorites. And he's playing with the Shanghai Lows.
Excellent,
and
Bill.
Another great Bill with the I Want You. I don't know them, but if John put them on the bill, I know they're going to be great. And then, okay, so we're off. The Sins are off on Friday, August 16th. We're playing in Pittsburgh at the Poetry Lounge with Rattlebones. That's their hometown. We expect a good crowd that night, and we're looking forward to it. And then on the 17th, we are in Wheeling, West Virginia. I've never been to West Virginia. Anybody been to West Virginia? And they're playing at River City, again, with the Rattlebones. And then we're on the 23rd, we're at Philly on the Rocks in Erie. What a great rock club. My good friend Kip Ahlberg, who lived there. He lives in New York now, but he will be there. And we got some great bands there as well. The Sins, the Rattlebones, Running Backwards from New York. And how about this one? Moon Bagel Bodega. That's a New York band if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we're playing at the Cave in Buffalo with Perilous, Stress Dolls, and Rattlebones. I'm telling you, this Sins tour is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then out a little bit, I've got, if you don't know this band, you really need to see them. At the Burn as well, I got the Sharp Class from the UK. Great band. Young guys under 30. Boy, they're climbing the ladder quick. They won't be playing in clubs much longer, I can tell you that. And they're playing with the Chelsea Curve.
Yep.
Great band, and Muck and the Myers.
Yep, and Destiny and I are going to have them on our podcast as well.
There you go.
Sharp Class are great.
And then they're down at the Parkside in New York.
Yep.
My home away from home with the Chelsea Curve, and Palmyra is playing as well. And we've got the Elevator Operators, which I don't know much about, but I guess they're a great mod band from New York. So that's what's going on.
Very nice.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks for having the Midnight Callers. Like I said, the show is going to be rocking.
Speaking of our guests, the Midnight Callers, yeah, tonight at the Bar Inn with Freeloader and Rattlebones. And guys, I want to play a couple of more of your recorded songs because they're so good. I want to talk a little bit about these, if you would. I want to start with probably the first one I heard and just blew me away, Baby Let Me Be. Tell me a bit about that one.
Baby Let Me Be is kind of, I guess it would be like our love letter to 70s power pop, really.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we just wanted something that just kind of, that captures some harmonies and some good sticky hooks. And, yeah, I mean, there's not much like...
Jangling guitars and sweet harmonies is our lane.
Yeah,
so
might
as well drive right in the middle of it for as long
as
possible.
Look up power pop on Wikipedia, and that's that.
And then we go right into Step, another great one.
Mm-hmm. Step again was just actually a song that I had lingering around for years, like about 10 years of in terms of just lyrically, and didn't know where it really fit. And then just again in a deep rabbit hole of 70s power pop and Cheap Trick and things, and all of a sudden that kind of pops out, and we just wanted a number. I always like songs that kind of tell you what to do, so Step, making you dance, it's been it's definitely been a hit at shows, keeping people moving.
Yeah, we like that one a lot, and you know, lends a lyric to the name of the album. "Rattle Tumming Heart" is a line in the Bridge of Steps. So that's
where
it comes from.
There you go. And I'm gonna wrap it up with "What Goes Around."
Oh, that one was, I got a funny story about that one, actually. I actually was on the good old Facebook catching up on, you know, creeping on people from high school, and I found out that the girl who was, like, the prom queen cheerleader or whatever actually ended up marrying, like, the big stoner kid from high school, and I just was...
If only we knew that 25 years ago.
I know. Like, hang on, guys. It's coming. But, yeah. So I was just fascinated by that, and I decided to just write a tune about it.
What goes around. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Let's start off with "Baby Let Me Be" from the great Rattled Humming Heart from the Midnight Callers. We'll be back after these three songs right here at WMFO in Medford.
Now do it again. Sir, Lord, I wanna want enough to keep. Oh, Jackie, good enough is getting tougher now for me. This rattle coming hot.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford, 10:54 in the morning. I'm Mike. I've been here with my guests from the Midnight Callers. Let me tell you what I played in that three-song set. It was all the Midnight Callers. It was all from their great record that came out just last year called Rattled Humming Heart. Started with Baby Let Me Be, went into Step, and then segued beautifully into What Goes Around. It was great stuff. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Really like that record. And so nobody forgets, you're going to be playing tonight at the wonderful Bar Inn in Davis Square with Freeloader and Rattle Bones. Tickets are still available, I think. If you go online, you can get a deal. Save $5.
Tickets are still available.
Yeah. First band goes on promptly at 6:15 p.m.
6:15.
Yep. Yep. So are you still on tour after this? Are you... off to the next thing, or are you taking a break, or what?
Back to the recording studio after this to finish up some new stuff coming out hopefully later this year or next year.
Good, I hope so. Come back when you do.
We will.
Love having you here. All right, thank you so much. I do.
Okay, good.
You've got to work on your confidence here, my friend. All right, thank you. Guys.
Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks again, Mike, for having us.
You're very welcome. Okay, so at 10:55, Something About the Women is coming up next with our friend Kirsten, and she's right there.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. What's up with you?
Well, I've got a show to host, and
I know that.
I have all kinds of stuff that I'm going to be talking about. Jennifer Teft will have a show here also at the Burren on September 7th, so I'll be playing some Jennifer Teft. I'll be playing some Carla Bonoff, who is going to be at the Arlington Regent Theater on August 23rd. Sue, next week, we'll do an interview, and who knows what else will happen, because it's freeform.
It is. All right, so stay tuned for Kirsten. She's coming up at 11. I'm going to leave you with a powerful woman, Robin Lane, with her latest called Man Like You, and then Kirsten will take you through till 1 p.m. All right, I'm Mike. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week at 9. This is Robin Lane and Man Like You to end us up today at WMFO.
Free, 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 I wanna be free. Free, 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 I wanna be free. Free, 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 I got to be free. It takes a guy like you to make a woman like me wanna sing a song like this. You know I need to be free in a room like this. I don't need to hide away. I can let it all hang out every day, every day, every day, every day. It takes a guy like you to make a girl like me wanna do a song like this again. It takes a guy like you to pull the girl out of me, to pull the woman you see, to pull out the woman.